You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back in. Final hour of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Cole Kublick and Roman Harper sitting in for Paul today. We got a special treat now. One of your former teammates going to join us here on the phones.
Yes, he is, man. I'm really excited to have this young man, Charles Peanut Tillman, my co-host in the NFL Players Second Acts podcast, one of my former teammates with the Carolina Panthers. Chicago great and hopefully future Hall of Famer, before so known for the peanut punch that we all get to see anytime anybody knocks out a ball or causes a fumble in the NFL. He always gets his name shouted out most of the time.
And deservingly so. Peanut Tillman joining us now on the phones. Peanut, I want to start with this. This is a little bit off base here. Who tailgates better than the Cajuns?
Oh, nobody. Nobody. Nobody in the South tailgate better than the Cajuns. First off, thank you, gentlemen, for having me on the show. Roman, my God, you are a natural at this. I've told everyone Roman is the male black version of Barbara Walters. I love that intro, dude.
Look at that.
Killing
that
it right face. Now. What, thank
who
you.
Who doesn't think Barbara Walters when they look at that face right there? I know I do.
Oh, my God. He's the male Barbara Walters. He's killing it right now.
Thanks, Peanut, man. Look, for all those that don't know, Peanut went to the University of Louisiana, which is the Raging Cajuns. Every time I see him, he has some paraphernalia on. And we were just in Phoenix at the Super Bowl. We were getting there, doing our podcast, interviewing other people. And he had his college ring on, Cole. And the whole time, everybody just kept walking, like, man, let me see your Super Bowl ring. Peanut, could you talk about that experience and the fact that you never won a Super Bowl, but you totally flexed on everybody there?
Well, thank you for throwing a little shade at me, Uncle. And, yeah, I can talk about it. I did go to the University of Louisiana. We are the Raging Cajuns. We weren't that great when I was there, but I love my college university. Roman is correct. I am inducted into my college Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. or my school's college Hall of Fame, and I got a ring out of it. So I wear it proudly because I love my university. But Roman seems to think that I wear it to get recognized, so it confuses people of being a championship ring. But it's really just a Hall of Fame ring. And but I wear it proudly, and I'm okay that I didn't. Well, no, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm not okay because I lost two Super Bowls. But Roman likes to tease me about that he has one and I don't. But it's cool. It's
Listen,
cool.
you're in a Hall of Fame. I don't really care what it is. Be proud. I don't think there's no Hall of Fame I would ever qualify for. So I would be proud of that. I'm most impressed so far, Peanut, that you have taught Roman the correct way to say the school in which you played for. Because working for CSS, which no longer exists, calling Sunbelt games a long time ago, I saw Joe Block, I saw Joe Davis, saw Tom Doerr all get in trouble because every year what we were supposed to reference the school as would change. And the two things at the bottom of the list every year of what were acceptable were Cajuns and Raging Cajuns. So it's Cajuns for me forever because I know I'm never going to be wrong. But I'm impressed that you got Roman heading in the right direction with that already.
Well, I know he's Mr. College Football, and he's getting better. And I love what he's doing with the SEC and working with them. And he has come a long way in a short period of time, and I'm pretty sure – in the next couple of years, maybe months, Rome will have his own show because he's killing it. Yeah, he is very coachable. He takes copious notes. So when I do give him a tip or two, he does listen. So I appreciate him on that.
Now, Peanut, now, most people don't know this. What you are considered now is a turnover liaison. So you travel and teach NFL teams and other teams how to create turnovers. Would you be interested in maybe sharing with some of the fans and some of our SEC callers to say, how can I get this man on my campus to help our defensive backs and our defense to create more turnovers? What is the way to reach out? How can we get a hold of you? And how can we continue to share your knowledge with the SEC? Because you only benefit everywhere you go.
Yeah. So Instagram, Twitter, social media. If you want to contact me through that, you can shoot me a DM at Peanut Tillman, or you can, I have a foundation, charlestillman.org. You can reach me through there. But yeah, I've been in numerous NFL teams. This year I was with the Jets trying to help them out, help them create some takeaways. I've been in Jets, the Bears, Panthers, Bills. Yeah. Yeah, I've been to numerous teams. I've spoken with the Dolphins. I've been there with them, talked to them, helped them with some takeaways. But yeah, man, I'm open. And Gilbert, Hall of Famer in the San Diego Chargers Ring of Honor, excuse me. He told me a long time ago, the football is worth millions of dollars, and you can make a whole lot of money if you learn how to take that ball away from the opposing team, which is receivers, running backs, things like that, so on and so forth. So I figured out a way to get good at just trying to take the ball away. And, you know, 13 years later, 44 forced fumbles later, 38 picks later, I got a nice little collection.
I'm putting you ahead of Roman today on the humble brag leaderboard that we've been throwing out on today's show. Peanut, no colleges in there, though. I have to know from you, because it is all about the ball. My five-year-old judge, if he's watching right now, he knows, he runs around the house and says it's all about the ball. I got to ask you this, though. From a college perspective, where would you be on some of these turnover gimmicks? You know, like the turnover cape, the turnover crown, the savage pads, the turnover basketball goal that you dunk in, the turnover trash can that we saw at Tennessee, the turnover chain, which was the originator. Are you for this? Are you against this? Would this actually determine who you might go work with, depending on what turnover gimmick they have?
No. So one of my D coordinators used to call me Genghis. He used to call me Genghis Khan because Genghis took whatever he wanted. Now, I'm not as violent as Genghis. I know there's some people out there that might get offended. It's like, Genghis Khan, oh, my God, he did all these terrible things to people. I'm not talking about the other stuff Genghis Khan did. I'm talking about the part that when Genghis Khan wanted to take a town, he took over the town. And he said that's kind of how my personality was on the football field. When I wanted the football, I would just walk up and just take a man, take his will, and just they would basically give me the football. I took what I wanted as it pertains to football. So I'm a Genghis Khan kind of guy.
So does that mean that it's all in the personality? It's all in the mental aspect? I know one thing I've always been so envious of you, Charles, is that you are you have a way about thinking something mentally and really making it come to fruition just through your mindset, understanding the power of the mind. Not only that, Cole, but before we get out of here and let him go, he's going to have to give us a great quote. He knows like 200-some quotes, just random quotes and information. He has a ton of them, and it's actually quite impressive to just have him just throw quotes out there all day. I've done it for like 10 minutes before, and it's pretty impressive.
Nah, so I think a long time ago, man, I was someone just told me to read some books, and I started reading it, and I read this book called The Strangest Secret. The World's Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. And in this book, he talks about how powerful our minds are and how powerful the mind is, excuse me. And I just kind of, it really resonated with me. So I really just started to speak things into existence. And it really, I don't know, man, it was just something that, stuck with me. And since I got in the league, I started saying these quotes. And yeah, man, it's a bunch. I do a bunch of them, man. Let me rattle off one out. Limitations are self-imposed. If you want to control your life, you have to control your mind. A man's life are what his thoughts make of him, Marcus Aurelius. A man is what he thinks about all day long, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Our troops are adults. I didn't curse. I didn't mean to say S-H-I-T. All journeys require a great guide. They lead us where we want to go, but more importantly, they inspire and motivate us further than we thought we can go. For all those listening, I'm a man of quotes. I read quotes. I recite quotes. I recycle quotes. Quotes are great. I think everyone should have a quote that they live by and, you know, kind of what they're about. Yeah, man, quotes are amazing.
All right, Peanut, this is my last one, and I'm going to let you get up out of here. So tell me this. We were just at Radio Row, my first time being on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. What was the most interesting thing that you saw and you could take away from this experience? Just share with the fans.
Entourages. That was like the thing you and I talked about the most. Everyone had entourages. You know, Rome and I, we show up maybe because we're older, but we just kind of, I don't know, it was just Rome and I. It was just him and I. But everybody had this huge entourage, and they're, you know, they're walking and they're getting filmed, and it just seemed kind of, I don't know, it seemed kind of fake. And like some people were out of touch with reality, and they're just trying to do so much for social media. That was probably my biggest takeaway. It was like, I didn't know people roll with like social media crews to capture them walking and stuff like that. I just thought that was kind of weird. If I do something on social media, I just kind of do it myself.
Saw at the Super Bowl. Who had the most, the biggest crowd?
Stephen A., Joe Montana, Shannon Sharp, Justin Fields had a nice little entourage. Everybody had entourage.
We actually started grading them. Cool.
We started grading. Like, we did. Yeah, his entourage is way too weak. His entourage came up. He's hella weak. He need to get way more people.
Finally,
but don't worry. When we go back next year, when I come to SEC Network, I'm going to have an entourage. Y'all going to be like, damn. Look at this cat.
Absolutely. Tell us about the podcast quickly before we let you run. I think when people think player second act, there are a few things that would automatically come to mind. But you guys have found some really creative jobs that a couple of individuals have found after being able to play in the National Football League.
Yeah. I mean, typically when guys retire, you know, it's not on their own terms. So you have to figure out what you're going to do in life. We retire at like 32, 30, 25, 35. Rome was, how old are you, Rome? Rome's like 47, so Rome retired when he was like in his 40s. But really, we just talk to other players and just trying to figure out what they're doing post, you know, post-football, their second act, their second job. I've done some media work. Rome's in the media field. Some players get into coaching. One guy, he has a hygiene product. Mm-hmm. Some people have acted. Some people get into the financial world. Some people make cupcakes. Some people bake. They get into restaurants. There's a multitude of things that some of these players do. And it's awesome. And we're really just trying to just give them a voice. And just, you know, like, we're more than athletes. We don't just have to play football or coach football. We can do numerous things out there. We're not just athletes. We're pretty damn smart.
Well, Charles, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Cool stuff, interesting stuff, a lot of fun. And I just ask for an invitation to be a part of your entourage when it is assembled.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. Rome, I love you. I appreciate you.
Love
and
you too,
for all those listening, y'all should like Google my face and then look at Roman's face. And y'all should take a vote about who looks older, he or I. Just throwing it out there.
Unbelievable.
He's my uncle. He is my uncle. Just FYI, y'all. Roman is my uncle. I'm the nephew.
We got it.
Cole, I got so many stories. We'd be traveling on the road, and because we're the two elder statesmen in the room in Carolina, he was the corner, I was the elder safety, and we'd be going, walking around the mall or anywhere, and he would just stop random people all the time. He's like, hey, who looks older, me and him? And he never won. I always got voted as look younger than Peanut. It's funny. Amazing. All the time. This is what he does.
All right, when we come back, we'll take a couple of your calls, and we mentioned who's next at a couple other positions. We have another position we want to talk about of who may be next in the SEC. We'll do that right after this on the Paul Finebaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Men's basketball doubleheader. Tennessee at Arkansas. Lady Vols 10-2 in conference. Ole Miss at LSU. LSU, number 5 team in the country, 11-1. That one loss coming to
South Carolina,
who it feels like everybody is chasing, not just in the SEC, but in all of women's college basketball, because Dawn Staley's group is absolutely dominant once again. Back to the phone, Sear.
Cole, let me just introduce this one. This is what I showed up for this call alone. I can't wait. Hit the button, Cole.
The legend joining us now on the phones. Welcome into the show.
Come Woo! Up in here like Ric Flair, baby. Come up in here like Ric Flair. I don't bring a steel chair, Roman. I bring a prison shake when I come up in here, baby.
Let's go.
Roman Harper.
Legend, Woo! How you doing? Woo! What you got for us today, Legend?
Roman, let me just say first, man, you are a legend. It's an honor to talk to a fellow legend, man. I love you, dude. Thank you for all that you've done for us, man. It's also an honor to talk to the 10th best offensive center in Auburn history.
12. It's actually 12, but it's fine. I appreciate you bumping me up a few spots.
Top 10.
You don't want to mess with me, Cole. You want to get in the ring with Mike Tyson, dude? You want a piece of the sports psycho? You want a piece of the sports psycho? I'm just kidding, Cole. I'm just kidding, dude. I had him shaking, didn't I, Roman? I had him shaking, didn't I?
I've seen the Buster Douglas fight too many times.
Don't threaten me, Cole. Hey,
Legend,
Cole,
if you need to bite my ear, you can bite my ear. But we're gonna be okay.
I'll bite that ear off. I'll bite it off.
You've had a lot of folks reference you today, Legend. Have you been hearing the mentions? Are you you okay with a lot of folks been calling you out today?
Well, you just stand over in the corner, and I'll talk to my manager. Roman for a minute, and then, let me get in the middle of the ring, Roman. Hold up for me. Let me deal with a couple of these folks. Roman, you know why you never name your child with initials? You know why that is, brother?
No, tell me.
Let me tell you. J.K., A.J., A.C., their parents knew they would never win a spelling bee. Woo! That's it, baby. I just hit flat three people from 60 yards out. That's how it's done, Cole. That's how it's done, baby. Woo! Just slapped three from 60 yards out, cleared the uprights with 3 points of room to spare. Now let me drag Tennessee fans up in the middle of the ring for a minute. I heard you. I'm glad I can bring some kind of joy to a university that ain't won nothing in forever. Now, I heard a Tennessee fan say today that they were my daddy. Well, I just got a call from Mari. He said, y'all ain't produced no children since the 90s.
Woo! Let's go, Legend.
Now, I know you've been to the Alabama Men's Clinic a couple times, and you managed to beat Alabama a couple times. But let me tell you something. You need to be like Jim from Tuscaloosa and go down there 3 times a week to get that program back together, baby. Congratulations. I know y'all all down at the river sinking the basketball from last night right now. But let me tell you something. You ought to sink them damn officials with that basketball. Because that was more of a rugby game than anything else last night. I ain't seen a basketball game like that since I was in prison. Where the guards had shanks in their hands and fouled you 30 times in a game without a whistle, baby. I mean, that was a rugby game down there, so congratulations on your rugby win. But let me tell both of y'all what Nate Oates' problem is. Can I tell you?
Please.
Can I tell you right quick?
Please.
Nate Oates' problem is he needs to go to the legend coaching school and get some graduate work, because with about 15 minutes to go in that game, he should have went Bobby Knight on them officials. Do you agree with me or not, Roman? Tell me the truth, manager. Do you agree with me or not? He should have went Bobby Knight, not got kicked out of the game, but he should have got a tech and lit them officials up. Do you agree with me or not, brother?
Because your name is Legend, I agree with you.
And you a legend, brother, and you just got a black cat. Love both of y'all. Ric Flair leaving the house. Elvis has left the building.
Thank you, Legend.
That was legendary. We get this every day.
Depending
here
on your connotation, absolutely. I'm not really sure what to make of it. The basketball in the river line was absolutely fantastic, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. So
that was great. I mean, anytime you get somebody to tell you about when they were in prison in the middle of a story and you don't even break stride.
Intriguing. See, I thought you guys at Alabama were all about, you know, like built by Bama and like hardcore and like can't mess with us. That sounded soft.
It did.
You're mad because the team wanted to bang a little bit in the post?
He said it was like rugby. Look.
No. He said it was too physical.
The only thing I agreed with Legend on is that.
That was too physical is what I heard.
I think he did say that. I do believe those were his words. He definitely. He compared it to rugby. And look, only thing. He might have been right. Maybe the Alabama could have used a tee. They could have used a good tee.
You got two of them. Should have thrown chairs at anyone. I don't feel like that's unnecessary and uncalled for. But. We'll ask Ronnie Brown on the other side. Former Auburn great, get his thoughts on best running backs returning in the SEC. There might not be as many as you think there are. We'll have that conversation right after this on
the Paul Feinbaum Show. Professional picture too, man. Great job, Rob.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back in, Paul Feinbaum Show. Cole Kubik, Roman Harper sitting in for Paul today. Fantastic day. Appreciate all the calls and our guests for joining us. Not through with guests. Going to talk a little bit more Auburn football with all-time Auburn great Ronnie Brown. You can hear him as a part of the Auburn radio broadcast now beside Andy Burcham and Jason Campbell. Ronnie down on the sidelines. Ronnie, we asked the question a little bit earlier in the show. Is Jarquez Hunter ready to take over as that guy in the Auburn backfield? If I pose that question to you, what would you say?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, I think when you look at the young man, his makeup, what he's been able to do, but more importantly, his attitude. You're talking about a young man who not only he'll bust off a 30, 40-yard run, you know, tank come in, score the touchdown, and then he's on the next kickoff, like, and he'll go down and make that tackle. So, you know, I think his mindset, his makeup, he's definitely ready for that. You know, quiet young guy that just goes in, believes in work, and does his job.
Ronnie, does that remind you at all of your relationship with Cadillac, who's now the assistant head coach? And I want to make you, you know, maybe give me a little bit of insight on that relationship between you and Cadillac, and how has it developed and has it changed over time to where you guys are right now?
I think it's strengthened over time. You know, you talk about, like, the competitive spirit. Obviously, we all want to be, you know, starting running back when you go to a big school like Auburn. But, you know, one of the things about it is it takes a different type of guy to be able to come in and also just, you know, have the mindset that I'm not the starter, but, you know, in order to get my job done, you know, I have to have that mindset. And it's team first. And so to be able to thrive in that situation, it takes a different mentality because you don't know how many carries you're getting. And so to be able to do that, you know, I think it – it helps you, you know, long term. And, you know, even now, the game's changed so much because, you know, the running backs don't get a lot of spotlight. Mm-hmm. But even still, you know, it's usually a two-back system now. And so, you know, if you're not the guy, you're still going to get your opportunities. You just got to learn how to maximize those opportunities.
Ronnie Brown, former Auburn great, joining us on the phones, talking this Auburn football offense heading into spring. Ronnie, just take us through what you believe fans should expect from a Phillip Montgomery, Hugh Freeze offense year one, based on what's there now. We know some additions can be made after spring, but based on what's on that roster today, what should we expect this fall?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, Hugh's familiarity with the SEC, what he was able to do down at Ole Miss. I mean, he can accumulate talent. I think we saw him being busy with transfer portal. But I think the expectation is for those guys to play hard, and it's a system of growth and development. You know, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, Auburn, you know, can utilize to its best is, you know, making sure the development, especially at the quarterback position, you know, Hugh's proven to be able to do that. And so I think that'll be beneficial. It's a big part of it, you know, in creating a competition. You know, and for those guys to understand the importance of healthy competition within the rooms. Like, hey, we're looking for the best guy. Everyone's getting an opportunity. And so sometimes that's one of the positive things that comes with change is because, hey, I don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. So everybody has a chance and an opportunity. So I think that's going to be one of the benefits.
You know, competition makes the best out of everybody. You know, Ronnie, I want to switch gears here a little bit because – me and you have become friends over the years. We competed versus each other all the way back from college, NFL days, continued on and on and on. And now I want to kind of take it all the way back to when I was on my recruiting visit and Carlos Dansby was my host. All right? I'm not going to go into too much detail. But I want to tell the people that I did not know literally up until this past weekend the reason why we were driving Ronnie Brown's white Honda Accord the whole time on my visit. Could you please share with the people, Ronnie, about this car experience that you had going on, this car business of yours?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, Roman, I respect your game and the way that you approached it in your career. But, you know, I think our days were pre-NIL. And so with it being pre-NIL, there wasn't a lot of vehicles running around the parking lot. And so for me, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a vehicle my freshman year. And so with my buddies, I'm like, hey, man, you can drive my car. I just have one rule. If you take the key off of the hook in my dorm room, just bring it back full. And so that was the rule. Los Dansby that weekend, he's like, hey, got a recruit, need a car. Cool, man. So, you know, that was one of the benefits. And it saved me some gas money.
Well, the funniest thing ever is that when I first got there, he had no car. Then I look up 3 hours later, we rolling. I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. Yeah, we figured it out. So I just learned that was the reason why Ronnie lent him his car. It was because he had to get some gas money, which we all know. If you got a recruit, you got a little money in your pocket.
Yeah, man, you get that stipend to take the recruit out. And I think, too, like, that's what made our bonds different, you know, because we needed to lean on each other inside yes. that locker room, not only – from football causes, but hey, man, I need a vehicle this weekend. You know, and that's just how it worked. And that made our relationship, Carlos Dansby and I, you know, along with 12 other guys, we're on a group text that somebody says something every day. And so it's pretty cool. And that's the value of it because I don't miss the game of football. I'm appreciative of what it did, the opportunities it created. But, you know, now more so it's those relationships and those bonds. And I think we all share that. And, you know, being in the setting when you can reminisce and talk about old stories, it makes it that much better.
Ronnie Brown, Auburn great, joining us on the phones now. Ronnie, we talked a little bit earlier about Quinshon Judkins, Rocket Sanders mm-hmm. coming back, Ole Miss, Arkansas, but Jahmyr Gibbs leaving, Zach Evans is leaving, Tank Bigsby's going to be gone. You watch the league, you see the league, you're calling games on the sideline with other teams that are playing as well. Devon Achane going to be gone. What do you make of the running back position league-wide? I don't feel like it's as deep as it's been in the past.
Well, I think the value of the position on the collegiate level, luckily for us, it hasn't been as devalued as it has in the NFL game. But, you know, part of it is, you know, guys want the opportunity by themselves, not understanding, you know, coming out of high school, you have a great career. You know, you mentioned a couple guys, Quinshon Judkins, you know, Rock Sanders, Jarquez Hunter. You know, guys, that the benefit that they don't understand is, like, it's okay to wait your turn now because the value isn't there. You don't need to go get beat up for 2 years as a freshman and a sophomore when you can come in your junior and senior year, have a really good season, and, you know, you're just in prime position to be drafted and hopefully get to that second contract. And so trying to really talk to the guys about that, the depth part of it, it's like, as long as you're in the right system and you have a coach that gives you opportunities and you're playing with a quarterback, that's one of the things that's being undervalued is the importance of a quarterback. Because, one, it takes the hits off of you at the running back position, and it gives you more opportunities. But the more versatile you are and you can grow and develop your game, being able to play first, second, third down, that's what extends your career. Not necessarily carrying the ball between the tackles, you know, 20 or 30 times a game, racking up a bunch of yards. NFL teams, NFL scouts don't want to see that. It's just, well, what's your ability? Can you play all three downs? Can you protect the quarterback? Because he's making the money. So if you can play on third down, you're extending your career just by doing that. And so getting young men to understand the evolution of the game.
Well, Ronnie, I don't think people understand how long you played because of your ability to understand protection on third down in San Diego. You were amazing there, and you stuck because you were great on third down. You could catch the football, and you were able to protect, and you didn't take a lot of those hits. Do you think that helped benefit you, that you shared the ball in college? You were the first running back taken in your draft, even though you weren't even the starter. And then you continued to ball out. And not only that, but you guys did create the thing called a Wildcat in Miami at one point
in time. He could throw the ball, too.
He could throw it. He was left-handed. That was always on the scouting report. Let him know if he gets a toss to the defense's right, be aware of the throw.
Absolutely. I was beneficial of that. Because, you know, I was at that stage for even with the Dolphins where we started to transition from a running team. You know, Ricky and I, we're coming off a year where we do the Wildcat, but then we go into free agency, we get Brandon Marshall, and it's funny, I saw him at the Super Bowl. I'm like, hey, man, you're the reason that Ricky and I both got fired because, you know, we drafted Chad Henne out of Michigan, who was a thrower of the football, you know, who just recently won a Super Bowl, congratulations, but we started transitioning into a throwing offense, and so the next year, we played 1 year with those guys, and it was like, all right, we're going to turn to a passing offense. So Ricky and myself both ended up not being retained with Miami. You know, they come in, and I think Reggie Bush came in a year after or so, and so the game had started to change. And so guys have to understand, hey, man, listen, as a running back, you don't have much value or as much value, but you can create more value if you can play on third down because they're not trying to pay running backs a whole bunch of money, but at the same time, you're standing beside a guy who's making, at this point, 40, 50, potentially even more $1 million a year. You have to be able to protect that guy. And so if you can do that, that adds more value to you as a player, but also it just shows your versatility as a running back and being able to utilize in different things and then being able to pick up coverages and blitzes, like that even adds a little bit more to you. And, you know, blocking is just the willingness to get in front of the guy. You can get ran over. You can, as long as he don't get to that quarterback, you're fine and you've done your job.
Absolutely. Ronnie, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us. A lot of fun. Great conversation. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Ronnie, thanks, brother.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you guys for having me.
It's Ronnie Brown, former Auburn great, joining us on the phones, answering a lot of different questions.
Yeah. One thing we didn't get to ask him, though, Cole, was what do running back coaches actually coach? Like, what? That was the one thing, me and you still.
I know Eddie Grant, his college running back coach. I can't hate on him too
much. He did bring up blocking a lot, though.
He did. But he also said, just get in the way. Basically, again, nowhere to go. Don't drop the ball. There it is. We have questions for some of you guys on hold. We're going to get to those calls next, right here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained,
poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.